Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of Hebrew, 11th chapter, verse 6. That's Hebrew 11:6. And it reads as follows: But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I want to speak today on the topic, have faith and seek him. Amen?
Amen.
The first part of this scripture talks about faith. Now, Hebrew 11:1 defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is easy to believe and hope for something that is visible to you. Would you agree with me with that?
Yes.
Let me give you some examples. When you get in your car, you expect it to start.
Yep.
You believe that since you can see the car and it has worked in the past, when you try to start it, your expectation is that it will start.
Yep.
Now, if you have a certain type of vehicle, it's questionable. But I won't go into that four-letter word. Another example is the lights in your home. You have the expectation that when you turn on the switch, it will turn on the lights. Since the lights have turned on previously, and you can see the light switch and the lights, you expect that it will turn on when you flip the switch.
Yep.
If it doesn't turn on, then you got to replace the bulb.
Yep.
But otherwise, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Another example is things that we take for granted. When we open our eyes, we expect to see, since we've opened them before and we were able to see.
Mm-hmm.
Our expectations that every time we open our eyes, we will be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
What about the ability to walk? If you stand up and move, the expectation is that you will be able to walk. Since you've done this many times before and have seen yourself actually walking, the expectation is that you will walk. What about the ability to speak? When we open our mouths, we expect to be able to talk. Since this has happened every time that we have opened our mouths to talk, the expectation is that we will talk. We believe these things because we can see it and the results have happened before. So we can believe in its outcome, correct?
Yes.
But believing in God calls for us to believe and hope in him, even though we can't see him. Agree? So how do we do that? Well, when we pray, we believe that God can not only hear us, but can answer our prayers. That is faith in a nutshell. You wouldn't pray if you didn't believe that God not only heard you, but could answer your prayer. Our scripture states that without faith, it is impossible to please God. It further states that when we come to him, we must believe that he exists and that he is God. And we do that in prayer, correct? Now, I don't mean to jump all over the place, but Romans 10:9 states that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen.
When we accept our salvation and we're saved, we stepped out on faith and declared that Jesus is indeed Lord, and we believe wholeheartedly in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. It took a lot of faith, but we did it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
We all stepped out on faith that day when we were saved. It will take the same type of faith to please God. Amen? Does that make sense?
Yep.
The scripture states that when we come to God, we must believe that he exists and that he is God. We did that once when we were saved. But we need to do this every day, all day, every day.
Yeah.
It is true that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen?
Amen.
It is also true that we have enough faith in us to accomplish this, since we have shown enough faith in the past when we were saved. Does that make sense?
Yep.
The last part of the scripture states that he, meaning God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, pardon me, to do something constantly and consistently. In life, we do things constantly and consistently, whether it is personal or professional. Mm-hmm. We mostly tend to do things that we like to do. Mm-hmm. It is easy to do things constantly and consistently if we like it or consider it to be helpful to us in some way. So that brings up a question, of course. What is more important to you than your relationship with God? Do we constantly and consistently spend time with him? Do we constantly, consistently seek him with all our heart? Let me try to break it down a little more, if I may. The word seek is defined as to go in search or quest of, to try to find or discover by searching or questioning. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. We seek God to try to discover more about him and to have our life questions answered, correct?
Yes.
We also seek him to grow closer to him and to build a better relationship with him. This should be our quest in life, to grow spiritually, to have a relationship with God. John, and I hate to keep giving you all these scriptures, but I'm just trying to make a point. John 4:24 states that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We cannot worship a God who is a spirit if we are not spiritual. Mm-hmm. It doesn't add up. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So in order to be spiritual, you got to be in tune with God. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
The last part of the scripture that I want to discuss is that God is a rewarder when we diligently seek him, right?
Yeah.
And when we do, and become more spiritual, then God will indeed reward us. Please, now before you make vacation plans to the Caribbean, please remember that God gives spiritual gifts as rewards, not necessarily the two tickets to the Canaans. What are those spiritual gifts that I'm referring to? It is written in Galatians 5:22-23. Which states what the fruits of the Spirit are. See, when you become spiritual, when you've gotten time, spent time with God, and you become more spiritual as a result, this is what happened. Galatians 5:22-23 states, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Underline that one. Against such things, there is no law. The scripture mentions that those who are led by the Spirit will receive these fruits of the Spirit because it becomes a part of them. Can you imagine life with nothing but joy, with peace, where you're kind to everybody, you have goodness in your heart, you're faithful, God can depend on you, you have self-control. That's huge, because you and I both know situations in life, you can lose self-control.
Amen.
I've done it. I'll admit it. I still fall short sometimes in that area. But for the most part, that's something that we all could benefit from.
Yeah.
The scripture mentions when you get these gifts, you will find him. He will change your old ways into his ways. See, we do things our way now. And if we're honest with ourselves, it doesn't work. But if we do it His way, it always works. See the difference?
Yeah.
Number two, we will become spiritual instead of being led by our flesh or our human mind. That's self-explanatory. Number three, we will exhibit the very fruits of the Spirit that I mentioned in our lives. Mm-hmm. Not once in a while, not every other day, but daily. Mm-hmm. Every single day. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? Wouldn't that be a blessing?
Yep.
And when that happens, we will benefit in ways that we can't fully understand. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? I mean, think about it for a second. We haven't been this way before. Okay. I'm just stuck on the word peace. How would you like to just have peace in your life? And God gives peace, like He said in His word, that passes all understanding, right? You can't fully understand any of this until it becomes a part of you. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. And here's the other part. Number four, we will be His children. Mm-hmm. Number five, He will be our God. God already said that we are His children. Mm-hmm. We have to accept that. Mm-hmm. In getting these fruits of the Spirit, mm-hmm. we become His children. We grasp it. It's real. Because we have spent the time and showed the Lord through our seeking Him diligently that He is indeed our God. Mm-hmm. And He will bless us as a result. Mm-hmm. God loves His children. He loves all of us anyway. That's grace.
Yeah.
And that's mercy, okay? But think about it on a different level. If you would exhibit these things, you are truly a child of God. Amen?
Amen.
We will witness to others through our actions and how we live our lives. Hmm. Think about it. If we are exhibiting joy, peace, forgiveness, goodness, kindness, gentleness, and self-control, you think other people won't see that and say, wait a minute. You know, I'm going through all this turmoil in my life, and you're just sitting there peaceful as can be. You know, I'm getting angry at the smallest thing, and you have self-control that I can't even understand. Mm-hmm. These are the fruits that you will obtain by seeking Him mm-hmm. and having faith in Him. And as a witness to God, you're bringing others to Him, mm-hmm. which is the Great Commission anyway, correct? Your friends and family will want to know the secret to why your life is going so well. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to say a word. Mm-hmm. They'll see it. And that's why they'll ask, like, wait a minute, I remember this person worried more than I did. It was in total turmoil, had no joy, you know, none of that, mm-hmm. you know, no self-control. They snap at anything. Mm-hmm. You know, what? You stepped on my shoe? Ah! You know, just a weird example, but they will see that that's no longer who you are. Mm-hmm. And that is a testimony to God's greatness. It's a testimony to you glorifying God by seeking Him and allowing Him to change you and to build that relationship into something where you are His child mm-hmm. and He is your God. Mm-hmm. It's really no secret at all. If you think about it, mm-hmm. God can do anything.
Yes, He can.
He's capable. If you have faith and seek God, then you will truly be rewarded by these fruits. It is written in the Word. And I believe it. What about you? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, we thank You for this Word. We thank You, Father, that You are teaching God, that You teach us and show us how we can get closer to You. Help us, O Lord, change our hearts, change our minds. Help us to desire to diligently, consistently, and constantly seek You, Lord. For You are worth the wait. You're worth it, Lord. You can do all things. Father, we truly want to become Your children. We want You to be our God. Increase our faith as well, Lord, so that this won't be a pipe dream. Father, I pray that You'll be glorified with this Word. And I pray, Lord, that it'll go out from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and that You will draw people to hear it. May the Word bless them, Lord, but may it lead them to You. For that's what it's all about, having a relationship with You. Father, thank you for using me. I'm not worthy, but you love me, and I'm just so humbled by it. Father, I thank you and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.